folks at Experian conducted a national survey, and we've got the results. We have with us Rod Griffin, Director of Consumer Education for Experian. Good morning, Rod. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, it's National Get Smart About Credit Day. What do young high schoolers know about credit? What did you discover from this survey?
We discovered they don't know enough, but they want to learn more, which is really uplifting. 76% of the Gen Z respondents said that we should require financial education in the schools because they need to know more. Pretty amazing coming from 18 and 19-year-olds.
And what kind of things should we be teaching them? What's the best way to kind of put that into the curriculum? And should we start earlier, younger grades, to get them on that path?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of discussion. Only about 23 states require personal finance in the schools, and I work with an organization called the Jumpstart Coalition for Financial Literacy, and they work on K through college education and encourage it in our schools. So checkyourschool.org if you want to find out if your kids' schools teach personal finance. But they need to learn fundamentals of credit, how to use credit so that they can be successful as adults. And they need to start to establish a credit history fairly early today.
So what are some of the things that prevent them from doing that or for learning or being educated in this?
Yeah, well, they're interesting. What they tell us is, maybe not surprising, they prefer to learn with their smartphones and to access financial services with their smartphones. So they love the technology, and Experian is working very hard to help them engage in that way. We launched something called Experian Boost about 6 months ago, and that helps what we call thin file consumers, people with fewer than five accounts, right in the heart of Gen Z, establish a credit history and help it grow using their positive cell phone payments and their positive utility payments to boost their credit scores.
Let's talk about maybe things in the household. Outside influences are one thing, but in the home, how do you kind of develop a good financial plan or financial literacy with your children?
Yeah, and that's really interesting, too. A significant number of respondents in our survey said their parents are where they learn personal finance. So it's important for our parents to share positive information and accurate information about credit. That's not always possible. Use my parents as an example. My dad thought credit was evil, and my mom thought it was a gift from God, and it's really somewhere in between. So helping our young people establish credit, learn how to use it well, understand it's not free money, it's usually important. But getting information from neutral sources is usually important, too. So I think that's why it's so important in schools.
Is there one primary mistake they make along the way and they wind up with bad credit?
I think impulse buying affects everybody. And when you look at how simple it is to use a cell phone to make purchases and how seamless, that becomes increasingly difficult. We hear from young people that a significant portion suffer from peer pressure to have the newest phone, the newest shoes, whatever it might be, and we all kind of succumb to that at some point. That may be the biggest issue, is that pressure to buy things that you can't afford. So learning to budget, learning to resist that is a huge lesson we need to teach.
There seems to be a balance between technology, which allows us to sort of have our balance computed almost instantly. It allows us to see things. It allows us to be alerted by things. But yet there's less of a tactile sense of sort of, I'm seeing actual money leave my wallet, as it were, and it has a different feeling to it as opposed to just sort of that sort of blip scan and off you go. Sometimes they don't even give you a receipt to know what you actually did. Does that play into some of this too?
Yeah, it's funny. I just had a conversation not long ago with someone who said when they were young, they were talking about the fact that they ran out of checks and didn't know what to do, so how could they access their checking account? And they were taught that, well, that doesn't mean there's money in the account. When you use your phone today, you hold it up. I've used my phone to purchase a soft drink at a vending machine. So you can use it for just about anything. Understanding how that works is hugely important. But the technology helps us, too. It will alert you when you're making purchases. It helps you track those purchases, gives you instant updates. So it can be a really powerful tool in managing your money as well.
How do we make sure everything is secure? That's the other part of it. We want to make sure even if we have the money and it's at some place that we can protect it, and also related to that credit score, sometimes that's something that someone else could get a hold of and use to their benefit, but our disadvantage.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we want to teach people about credit. Your credit report is readily available. You should check it regularly. You should know what's in it. You should know what your credit score is, and you should work to maintain it. That's where tools like Experian Boost are really powerful, because they tell you what your credit score is. They put you in control of the information around your positive cell phone and utility payments going into a report, so it helps you boost that credit score and creates choice. It's a really groundbreaking new technology. People need to check that report at least once a year, know what's in it, and then use the tools that are available to them. Make sure you use passwords on your phone. Make sure that you use a PIN number if you choose to freeze your file, that you don't lose it. Make sure you're using all of the tools that are available.
We've been speaking today with Rod Griffin, Director of Consumer Education for Experian. Again, if people want to find out more or get some details on this or help their Gen Zer understand, get more financially literate, where is a good place to go for details on that?
Yeah, so check out Experian Boost, experian.com/boost, and you can get a free score and learn how to add those positive payments. And if you go to experian.com/credit education, we have lots of free resources available there as well.
Sounds great. Rod, thanks for your time this morning, sharing it with us.
Great. Thank you so much.